That's what I got when I was assigned my brain. I got an avocado. Thanks.
Not just an avocado. It's just the avocado pit.
You can grow an avocado, but you probably won't. That's what I got.
You can probably grow an avocado, but you probably won't.
Hi guys, welcome back to the Cool Jam Show. I'm Kate.
And I'm Taylor.
This episode is really fun. Compared to the last one, I think you and I have been just waiting for the opportunity to do this one. This episode is just all about dramas and movies. So... but before we get into it, I have a question for you. So, how has listening to, like, K-pop or, like, being a K-popper and stuff like that, how has that, like, affected you and, like, your view on the world? So, like, there's a major difference between... between that music and like Western music, stuff like that. Has there been like a solid effect on how you see the world in general, or?
For me, it's mostly the music. Like I listen to like older American music because, you know, nostalgia and all that, right? Because I was a little emo child in my youth.
Same. 2009 called. They want their eyeliner back.
So, but other than that, like, I find myself having a hard time actually listening to...
What is it doing?
It was being a massive jerk. It started playing BM. And then it was like, yo, do you want a screen share? No, my guy, I don't.
We started talking about being old Nemo and it starts playing Broken Me.
Yeah. Like the irony, right?
You want to be emo here. The fun has arrived.
You want to be emo? Have Broken Me by BM. Oh boy, it's a great song. Like, it's great.
It is a great song, but like, there's a time and a place. And the place is just, the time is not right now. The place is not right here.
Exactly. Anyway, back to the topic though.
Yes.
So, I find myself like not being able to listen to a whole bunch of like the newer American music because it's just
it's either depressing or, for lack of better words, horny.
Yeah, like it's all just
sexual. Yeah, it's all like, to me, there's no meaning to it. Like,
no, I mean, there are songs that K-pop puts out that it's just like, man, what?
Okay, look here. We're not talking about Taemin's ho anthems.
No. Okay. We're not talking about his ho anthems. We are talking about, what I'm talking about is the English versions of NCT songs.
Wavy, Make a Wish. I'm just saying, SM, what's good? Why
did the worms in your brain allow that?
Because I'm sorry, I've heard some of the guides for the original songs. What was it? It wasn't Call Me Monster. It was Call Me Baby by EXO. The guide for that. the guide was actually, you can call me daddy, okay? Not you can call me monster, okay? And not only that, but like then EXO took it, they put their own little spin on it, and they just happened to be some like little like sex monkeys. Can we call them that? They're like little sex monkeys. Because back then you still had like labor. Yeah. My official apology to like Schumann and Dio, because like and Swole, because like they
can
don't
you imagine how Dio would look at you if he heard you say sex monkeys.
I'm a what? And then, you know, obviously the English version of like Love Talk and Make a Wish.
The demo version of Love Talk, though.
Madam, this is a family show.
Family friendly Felix. Got it. Family
friendly Felix. And again, my mind still goes to Cooking Like a Chef on a 5-star Michelin instead of Felix Hjelberg. So.
Is that his last name?
Yeah, he's Swedish, bruh.
I know he's Swedish.
This isn't just a K-pop channel or a K-pop. Yeah. This isn't just English. A K-pop podcast. This isn't just a K-pop podcast. This is also a Pootie Pie fan account.
You better keep all those stuttery duck ups in there. Also, notice that I didn't say the word. I said duck up. Ha!
I thought you said nuck with an N. I was like, oh, nope. What?
A duck up. Because okay. I can say that without getting in trouble.
Knock, knock, knock. Hello, this is the FCC.
But like,
I mean, they have their like thoughtiness, but like
also what gets me is the training process. Like, friggin', you got this chick over here writing songs because her boyfriend broke up with her and she has a guitar and she's sad. And then you've got not naming any names, but like also then you've got like idols who have been training for years. Like, there's no comparison. You can't compare the training process.
Yeah, there really is no training process, nor for cats. There's no training process over here. It's just like at 13 years old, you're found on YouTube or whatever else, or because your family has connections to that one creepy guy out in LA. Or like you're found.
Once again, not naming any names.
But you're 13 years old and you're used by the system to like promote whatever that is. And then once you break out of your little, you know, bubble there, and you know, you start making those mistakes and you're trying to learn and you're trying to be yourself, like the world just decides, like, you know what, screw you, we're gonna, you know, watch everything you do with like a magnifying glass. We're gonna find everything wrong with it. Now it's the same for idols. I mean, good lord, look at JK. Whenever he had his, it was the smallest little fender bender. No one went to the police. He just popped the tail end of a taxi. Look here, I've done the same thing, and it cost me $4,000. JK's accident. When he just popped the tail end of a taxi and everybody was freaking out and they were like, oh no, hopefully Big Hit can like let him off or whatever. And essentially he got off with like, just watch what you're doing in traffic. Yeah. He lives because in Seoul.
And so, the reports even stated that, or I think it was the reports or something, someone said that there was construction in the area that he was driving in, so it made it a little more complicated to drive around that area.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. And there was, at the time, there was construction going on. And it was almost like he was grabbing, like, he just failed to stop. I think that was the official charge, was like, he just failed to stop. But, like, he wasn't going fast enough to do damage to anything.
It probably, like, just shocked him and the other driver.
Yeah. I mean, I've been there. I've done that. Look here, at the same exact time he had his, I had an accident. He has people to take care of his. I'm jealous because I don't. Like,
now you gotta do your adulty stuff by yourself.
Exactly. I'm the same age as JK, man. I'm the same age as him. I don't want to do it. Don't make me do it.
Adulting sucks. And I mean, I'm sure he was like, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to.
Oh, God. Yeah. At that point.
He probably was beating himself up about it for like weeks.
Nice. Thank you very much.
Chule.
가지 마.
Obviously, there's a lot of groups that have that, like, well, take BTS, for example. Their complete message is love yourself, love others, you know, and that, you know, no matter who you are, you know, you're special, and that's kind of their entire trope, I guess is what you might want to call it. And God bless them. Don't look at me. I thought you were stretching and then you went.
Yeah, you make me feel special.
Somebody save me.
Save me. I need your love. Anyway.
So, like, their teaching. It sound like Buddhist monks now. Their teachings. Ding. Like, that's everything that their message to the world is: love yourself, love others, you know, be kind. Ajima.
Oh my gosh, I am old. My brain heard be kind and instantly went and rewind. Jeez, I am old. Wow. Sorry.
Actually, guys. No, it wasn't that. It was be kind. Please rewind.
Yeah.
It was be but kind. Still, please rewind.
But still, my brain had the general idea. I'm
to go old. Blockbuster.
Yes. Okay. Go get your snacks. And get your movie, and you can get it from the same place, or order pizza and then watch movies, and that's your Friday night. But now everyone's like, oh, Netflix. Everyone's forgotten about Blockbuster.
That's because Blockbuster is now where they Blockbusters are now the empty shells that Spirit of Halloween move into.
Actually, that's Toys R Us now.
You want to be a Toys R Us kid.
Why did I have to do a fart noise for that?
Because that's what your bones do now that we're...
My bones
want to be a Toys R Us kid.
Anyway.
But, so, like, I know a lot of people that
you know, there's certain aspects of K-pop that they'll specifically say that this saved me. For me, it was BTS. I know for you, it was also BTS. And I know for a lot of people that, like, NCT was kind of their saving grace, or EXO was their saving grace, or GOT7, Monsta X. Like, when you find your group, that's, you know, yeah. So, like, there's a lot of connection. Now, you may not know who these people are. They may not necessarily know who you are besides Idol fan. They may never know
who you are.
Yeah. But also, like,
it's the idea that they don't know you, but they still love you because you're their fan.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I know we make a lot of joke because, like, there's some of the Gen Z leaders out there. We won't name any names, but he might be a pirate king. Who gets jealous if you stan other groups?
He would be so mad at me. He would be so mad at me. Just imagine this. I'm on a fan sign, like a fan sign event, like video call. And he's like, oh, you like A-T? What's behind you? And all he sees is all of the idols on my wall. And he's like, not one of those is my face. And I'd be like, sir, direct your face to your face on the wall over there.
Direct your face to your face. Direct your eyes to your face. It is right there. Same though, because if they saw my wall, man, if they saw my wall, look here. First of all, I think ATs would be like, yo, you're a bigger fan than I am of BTS. and they've covered a lot of BTS songs. But I just look like a massive army mom baby. That too, but it's mostly like army and like mom baby. Like a massive
multi-stand.
Well, remember I have 7 BTS? No, not even that. I just look like a massive army. Oh no, it's Super M. I have 2 Super M posters. So from that point though, Ace's comeback photos.
Ooh, their comeback, when this episode airs, it will already have happened.
Yes.
But from the day we're recording it, it's in 2 days.
Yeah, we can't put off recording this because I have to edit it, which kills me because I wish we could just discuss the comeback itself. But the comeback is on Wednesday.
I'm so excited.
The comeback is on Wednesday. This will air on Friday. That's just because we procrastinate a lot. This is fresh. yeah. So, first of all, was it Donghoon's the one with the silver hair? This one? Yeah.
Yes.
He's had silver hair for a lot. Like for a long time now, because he had silver hair for Down too. Ouch. Every single one of them. Ouch.
June with the water photos. Holy crap, man.
Don't get me started on Byungkwan, man. Don't get me started.
But like June was just like, here, have my entire front. Like abs and all, man.
Yeah, but BK loves that one little like half like upright worm move. And now is using it in photos. If y'all haven't seen these photos, Twitter.
You're missing out.
You really are.
Stan Ace for clear skin.
At this point, it's for your life essence. You should be a choice. You should
like their Twitter is official_ace7, and you should go follow them and become a choice because these boys deserve it, and they're so good. They're so good.
See, the same way this one's been trying to make me an iconic is the same way that I'm now pretty much officially a choice. You showed me the music video to Down. And then we watched the K-drama with Byung Kwan.
Did I ever show you the Undercover music video?
No. When
we get off of this, once we're done with this, I'm showing you that music video. Oh boy, you're in for it.
Oh no.
Oh boy.
Also, not at the fact that like we low-key just completely exposed our biases because we didn't talk about anybody else.
Oh, but my photos. Okay, so Dong-un with the water photo though, the way his hair was and he was holding the rose.
Mm-hmm.
It was so beautiful. That was my favorite one. Like his hair, like kind of.
Yeah.
He looks like angelic and beautiful, but also could kill you.
Looks like a cinnamon roll. Could kill you.
Yeah, exactly.
So like, but he's legitimately a siren.
Yes, siren. Because I think that's the point of this comeback.
Hey, that's fine by me. I
like.
Drown me in love.
And also, wow. It's just wow.
Wow. Wow.
Fantastic baby.
Wow. Fantastic baby dance. I wanna dance.
Dance, 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 dance. Fantastic baby. No, I haven't been in this K-pop game for a while.
What? It's you and me both, man. Oh.
Okay, anyway.
We didn't just completely out our faves because, like, wow looks beautiful. Dong-un looks beautiful. But then there's me and you, like, you specifically. June. Me. BK.
But also we have to mention how beautiful Chan looks. Like, that man is stunning.
Mm-hmm.
And his photos turned out so nice.
I mean, I would hope so. If not, I would hope that their agency would fire that photographer.
Yeah, because Chan is beautiful.
They're all beautiful, man. I think what essentially turned me into a choice was watching Be My Boyfriend with BK. Perfect opportunity. So I don't know if any of the other members have acted. I do know that BK has, though. And he was the adorable little comedic relief. It was adorable.
It was so good. I could rewatch that one and enjoy it just as much as the first time.
Of course. Of course.
Because, BK is adorable. He's such a dork.
I love it.
It's like they were like, here, this is what we generally want you to say, but be yourself, buddy.
And he was like, word?
Be your character, but like essentially be yourself.
Yeah.
Which is the same thing I feel like they say to Taewoonu too.
Yeah. It's just, here's the script. But, like, also be yourself.
Also, I didn't realize that Byung Kwang is the same age as me. Mm. And it still doesn't make sense that he's the same age as me. Anytime I find out that there is a person my age in K-pop, I'm like, huh? Who did it? What? How?
But. Here, have you watched any like really good like movies?
More recently, the newest one to come out was Swing Kids. So basically what Swing Kids is it's set in the Korean American War. And it is the two prisoner of war camps that were just off of North and South Korea, that they had split into, and basically, even if you defected from North Korea to go to South Korea, or the South Korean side, whatever, you were still technically a prisoner of war, whatever. But anyway, Dio from EXO is in it. He is a North Korean prisoner of war who is kidnapped, or he's a prisoner on the South Korean side. But his older brother is a very well-known and very well-loved soldier for North Korea. And like, so he's expected to live up to that. But essentially, he falls in love with dancing. And by the end of the movie, I'm like, I won't give away any spoilers, but like, he's recruited into this like dance troupe. And there's a lot of hilarious moments. There's a lot of English in that movie as well. So don't be, however, it is slightly triggering because they do have a lot of racial slurs in it. In regards to, Korean people in general. But again, it is a period movie. So they used language from that period. It's a dark spot in history, but it's a really good movie. I would highly recommend it. You, madam, however, are the purveyor of BLs. So as much as I love dramas and movies and everything else, like, mine have to be, you know, your run-of-the-mill dramas and movies, but this one over here, yeah, the girl watches Color Rush one time.
No, it was not even Color Rush that got me into it.
It was,
I don't even remember anymore because that's how deep I am into this now. Our best friend, who I love dearly.
I'm the odd man out. Like, you two love BLs. I find them slightly odd. Now, I don't judge you guys for liking what you like, but to me, it just feels weird.
It's not weird, especially because, like, okay, so one of the movies I watched recently was His. It's a Japanese BL. Mm-hmm. And it's these two college kids, they got together and they were dating all through school. And then just before graduation, one of the guys says, oh, let's break up. And they each had like a sweater that belonged to the other. And the one who said, let's break up, he went off, got a girl pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
And then refound his ex-boyfriend after his daughter was 6 years old. Mm-hmm. And he's going through a divorce. And his ex-boyfriend lives in this cute little like rural town. Mm-hmm. Where he lives like a nice, peaceful, secluded life. And he comes and shatters it. Makes it more interesting.
I mean.
And they start taking care of his daughter and the feelings come back. And I'm not going to give too much away about the ending because just watch it. But it's so sweet. Like, the ending was so sweet.
An honorable mention on movies for me, that I think, even though it is a horror movie, Everyone should probably watch it. Train to Busan.
Oh, that was so good.
It's a zombie movie. It's a zombie movie. And there's some scary moments.
There was another one that I watched that was a zombie movie too, called Hashtag Alive on Netflix. It's like Train to Busan.
Yeah, I've been meaning to watch it, but like
freaking good.
Well, excuse me. It's not that I forgot. I was torn between that or watching what was it, Kingdom or something like that. There's like a drama that's about like zombies from like old world.
Do both. That's what I do.
When am I gonna find the time? We're 5 hours behind on Imitation. I'm 3 hours behind on.
I'm not gonna talk about that.
I'm 3 hours behind on I Married an Anti-Fan, which, by the way, I completely caught up on. Until I looked again last night, and yeah. Binge that is very binge worthy, by the way. what else? But yeah, no, to me, if I'm not mistaken, it has Gong Yoo in it. In other words, the guy from Goblin, I think. Train to Busan. And supposedly there's a Train to Busan 2 that's coming out.
Yeah.
Yes, it is Gong Yoo. I was right. I was like, I'm pretty sure it was Gong Yoo. The love of my life, who is old enough to be my father. Gong Yoo is a really, really good actor. So it was Park Seo Joon. Mm. Park Seo Joon is a really good actor. Park Hyung Sik is also a really good actor. Those two are part of the Wooga squad. They're friends with V. A lot of them from like that Hwarang cast are still very good friends. I think even Tae Min Ho from Shiny is part of that too. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. V is his little brother.
Then there's this one that I watched a few weeks ago, Method. It's a Korean BL movie. And oh boy, does that one make you think. Like you have this who's been in the game for a while. And then this little friggin' idol teenager that thinks he knows everything about the world. And this actor is so peeved off because this kid he's like, I don't want to do it that way. We're going to do it my way. No, we're not. No, we're not, kid. You're going to sit down, shut up, and listen to what I have to say. Type of thing. Like, that's the way this guy is. Mm-hmm. And he's a method actor, is why it's called Method. So, and he kind of turns the kid on to method acting. And by the end, you're like, wait, what? It's freaking, the ending is freaking shocking.
Well,
like the kid, the kid messed with the adult's mind so badly.
That sounds like the drama Black.
He also damn near ruined the method actor guy's relationship. Damn near ruined a marriage.
Wow.
Yeah. But I mean, if you want to go on the sweeter side, There's Love, Life on the Line. It's another Japanese one. And then Present Perfect and Present Still Perfect, which is a Thai one.
I need to start watching more Korean movies. And I guess less dramas. Because, like, for me, those are, like, the two notable movies that I know I've watched recently. So,
And then you have me, who has a whole list right here.
Oh, my entire my list is for everything else. So, in regards to actual dramas, is there anything that, like, you would recommend for, like, new watchers?
For that one, definitely either Color Rush, which we already mentioned. It's a very sweet Korean BL.
Even I was kind of like, you know, you can kind of follow it pretty well.
And it has Hyunjun, who was Hwal from The Boys.
Oh, okay.
As one of the lead actors. Mm. Oh, he did such a good job. I am so proud of him. And then Love by Chance, which are also on my personal faves list.
I said because they're like newer, ones, True Beauty.
That one's so
obviously
good.
True Beauty was so good. Not only that, but like I think we've all like most all people have kind of felt that way with like you know, growing up and stuff like that. But also technically True Beauty is still ongoing, especially the actual webtoon itself. So like,
oh,
tick tick tick. We need a new season, please. The second one, I would say Itaewon Class. Mm. It's super easy to follow. There's a lot of like current event things. Like it handles racism, it handles homophobia, it handles classism. Like there's just a lot of real world issues that it tackles in that, and first of all, I mean, I can't speak the praises of Park Seo Joon enough, but like he's also one of my favorite actors. However, there's an actress in the movie, and the first time I saw her acting was in Weightlifting Fairy Kim Bok-ju. Mm. And she plays one of Bok-ju's friends in the weightlifting class. And she's very tomboyish. And in Itaewon Class, she plays a male to female transgender person. And it goes through her journey of, you know, being looked down on as being trans, but like her empowerment of becoming the person that she sees herself as. And that's just kind of like one of those like backstories to it, but there's a lot of really good social things in that one. And it is heart-wrenching in the beginning. And Seo-joon's haircut is super, super unfortunate as Seroi. but once you get past the haircut, you're pretty much fine.
I mean, he pulls it off kind of well with the character, with the like, he's big and doofy, but like also very, very focused on what he wants to accomplish.
Nuna, smash.
Yeah. We can't forget about that.
Yeah. For me, another good place to start in my opinion, most people, especially if you're into K-pop before you get into dramas, a lot of us watch Hwarang first. Hwarang is a period drama out of the Silla dynasty, which is modern day Daegu.
My slacker self still has not finished it.
Then again, I've accidentally spoiled it for you.
Yep. And now I'm like, I don't want to see sad.
It's just, it's an emotional roller coaster, but it is also hilarious. Hilarious. So highly recommend. And it's easy to follow too. Till you get to the very end, and then there's a little bit of a confusion moment.
Confusion moment?
Yeah, confusion moment. Confusion. I am Confusion.
I'm always Confusion.
We know.
I live in a constant state of confusion.
Granted, I know a lot of people in person who listen to this, and they do find you hilarious. So.
Well, hey, at least I'm doing something right. I mean, like I always say, I wasn't born pretty, so I had to be funny.
Yeah.
Wasn't born pretty. Had to be funny. There's no. If you're not pretty, you gotta be funny.
So I have a face for radio.
Yes.
I have a face for radio.
I also have a face for radio. That's why we do a podcast.
Yeah.
We're not pretty like Eric Nam, so we don't do videos.
Exactly. Exactly. So
if Eric heard that, he'd be like, no, I'm not.
No.
And we'd be like, sir, shut your face.
You wrote a song called You're Sexy, I'm Sexy. And sir, you're sexy, but I'm not.
Yeah.
Anyway. So personal favorites. I actually have quite a few for that.
Oh, I have two.
So Memories of Alhambra, which Chanyeol from EXO is in that. And essentially, if you like video games and you like fantasy and you like tech stuff like that and like mystery stuff, that is right up your alley. I gave it a shot because Chanyeol was in it. And I was not disappointed at all. 100 Days My Prince, which has Dio in it. That is so good. Huh?
Am I actually sitting here adding to my personal faves list as we're speaking? Absolutely.
You know, I can't.
Because... oh my gosh, I'm looking back at the BLs that I've watched, and it's like, Mr. Hart, yes.
100 Days My Prince, that one's also a period drama, like Hwarang. Basically, Dio is a prince who was in an attempt to assassinate him while he was out of the palace, he was only injured and lost his memory. And there's a lot of kind of funny antics, but like, what are a couple of years since you have a list mile long?
Yeah, I do. So wish you your melody from my heart. Oh, it's so cute. It's so sweet. Like, okay, it's the musicians. It's been a minute since I've watched it.
I said it's always the musicians.
Oh, it's so sweet though. Like they're making music and it's just if I say too much, I'll literally give the whole thing away because it's so short, but like it's so sweet. Like most of the Korean ones are so short, but they're so good.
I could see why, and I feel like they're probably more so like web dramas.
Yeah, a lot of them are web dramas turned into shows, then usually when they're turned into a show, they also get a movie too. Color Rush, if you don't feel like sitting down and watching the show, it's a movie. Mr. Heart, also a movie. But then there's this one that I watched forever ago, and I fell in love with the characters, and then something sad happened and I was broken for like an hour and a half afterwards.
I remember this. It wasn't an hour and a half. It was 3 hours.
Oh,
3 hours. I was like, what is the matter with you? And you were like, it broke me.
I was crying and everything. It was so bad.
Seriously. I kid you not, people. She was crying. She was like,
it was History 3, Make Our Days Last. And I figured out why it was Make Our Days Last, because, and I'm not going to break myself right here just thinking about it, but like, and then it wrapped up with like a pretty little bow on top.
And now there's a History 4.
Well, the thing is, the thing that confused me is they did History 3, right?
Mm-hmm.
History 3, Make Our Days Last. And then History 3, Trapped. I was like, wait, shouldn't that be 4? Shouldn't one of those two be 4? Whatever. Now we've got History 4 close to you. That was good too.
One of mine is, yeah, one of my favorites was also, we talked about it when we were discussing the Ace thing, Be My Boyfriend. Because of how dorky Byung-kwang was in it. I love it. I love it so much. Black. Now, Black is like Death Note. Okay, so like if you're an anime fan and you know Death Note, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so Black is basically like Death Note, except she basically is born with Shinigami eyes. So like she can see when other people are gonna die. And she can see how they're gonna die. And she can see Reapers. And
interesting.
it's so good. Guara, who's in Horang, she's the one that can like see. She was the main character in that, and she ends up falling in love with a Reaper who basically shows her how to use her gift for good. instead of being scared of it. And yeah, no, it's really good. My last one for the favorites is Abyss. Holy Hera. So that is a crime. I forgot one, but that's, yeah. So Abyss, amazing. It's a crime one. So basically, if you die, you're able to be brought back to life, but it's in the form that your soul takes. So, like, if you die, you come back, how your soul looks instead of your actual corporal body. And they go through trying to catch a serial killer. Yeah, it's awesome. Some more of yours, because I have more to add after.
I have just one that I've been into recently.
Mm-hmm.
And that's because it's still ongoing. Mm-hmm. But it's Beloved in This House. I do. It's so cute. It's a Taiwanese one. And it's just starting to get to the point where it's like stupid cute.
Mm-hmm.
Because I love the moment when you can see that they're starting to catch feelings.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't know what to do about it. Like, it's so cute. Especially when they're like, "Oh no, I'm totally straight, I promise." And it's like, "But I'm not."
I'm totally straight, but I'm not. Sure. Yeah, of course. Yeah. Are you? Yeah. Hey, it's Pride Month, okay?
Yeah, that's why this is the best episode for me, because it's talking about all the K-dramas and stuff.
Yeah, K-dramas, BL, specifically during Pride Month, like, it's amazing. I have a few more that I'll add. Strangers from Hell. First of all, The Rose did the OST for that, and I adore the instrumental version, because that, if you like rock music or like alternative, like Western music, 10 out of 10, highly recommend. Go check it out. Basically,
but also Stan the Rose,
no joke, they're all in the military right now, except for Sammy, which, by the way, Sammy, we love you. And like, he's doing a lot of stuff with Dive Studios, and he's doing a lot of stuff with Eric and them, which is perfectly fine.
Because he's funny.
Yeah, Stan the Rose, but like, heads up, we hate their company.
But we love them.
But we love them, yes. Seriously, become a Black Rose. Join the family.
Best decision I ever made.
But Strangers from Hell. So essentially, this guy moves into a kind of like a dorm, but it's not a dorm. It's like a living quarters type of, anyway, he rents a room, but it's basically a bunch of serial killers living together.
Noise.
Basically. And Gong Yu's really good friend. It plays like the main serial killer in that movie. And I won't spoil it, but like, yeah, he's amazing. I love him too. Is it a
movie or a show?
It's a show. I'm sorry. It's a show. It's a good show. it feels like a movie because like the like yeah oh god there's so much drama, so much so much action, and you get a little bit of whiplash, but like it's oh god it's good. The two that really like I first watched Horang, but then there were two more that completely solidified me into being a lover of K-dramas. The first one was Weightlifting Fairy Kimbuk-ju, which is, if I'm not mistaken, it's somewhat of a true story about a Korean weightlifting, like a female weightlifting champion. Might have been embellished a little bit, but if I'm not mistaken, it's similar to like, it's based off of like her story or something like that. Anyway, she's a weightlifter, he's a swimmer, and like eventually they just fall in love with each other, and like to her she doesn't understand why, because like she's overweight and she's really muscular and everything else, and yeah, and his ex-girlfriend is like a gymnast and really skinny and petite and da 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 da. But it's really really good. Then the last one, Strong Woman, Strong Girl Bongsoon. There we go. So it's Strong Girl Bongsoon, and the women in her family are born with this like power to like like they're born with this like supernatural strength. However, if they hurt an innocent person with it, it gets taken away from them, or if they abuse the power, it gets taken away from them. And usually she just tries not to use it at all, but this guy basically sees her use it and decides he wants her to be his bodyguard because he's had people threatening to kill him because he's like the CEO of a really popular development company for video games. And he decides he wants her to be his bodyguard but eventually it's because he likes her. But she wants to work for his company because she wants to develop a video game, not based on her, but like a woman like her. So like she has a lot of strength and she helps people and stuff like that. But basically they eventually fall in love and they have kids, and it's just super sweet and super beautiful and super adorable. And I love it. Highly recommend. Those are all my favorites. So to preface this last kind of category, you and I have been learning Korean for what, about 2 years now?
Mm.
And we still completely suck.
Full sentences? Nah.
Full sentences?
Conversational?
No. What? Conversational? No. I would say like very small sentences we're okay with, but like having a full-on conversation? Nah.
No, it's more like Konglish, man.
I will say like Bubble has been helping me a lot. I won't say who I'm subscribed to, but Bubble has been helping me a lot with that. Not conversational. I don't reply to this idol in Korean often. But
mostly Konglish.
Yeah, I use a lot of Konglish. But like they ain't ever gonna know who I am, so whatever.
Sorry, that's me. I'm an egg.
Oh, sweet. I'm an egg.
Can you imagine if Felix heard us constantly quoting that?
I'm sure he knows that like anything they do, if it tickles the right part of the brain, we're gonna turn it into a freaking meme.
Because like, okay, I'm not gonna lie, half the time when I wake up in the morning, I look at myself, I either go ah, or oh sweet, and then I
oh. I always saw myself howling at men, not for them. Wolf gang. Woof, woof.
Yeah. But anyway, learn the language through these dramas. Right?
Yeah. This could like help in a way. I know for me, like it's more so like you can pick up specific words and phrases. Just by watching dramas in general. It's easier to then say singing it, because I think we all know like poco sipta, or you know, poco sipta. Thank you, Jen. We all know that like poco sipta means like I miss you, and you know, like I learned that, you know, what tontoni means.
I learned the word promise because Jiminy Axel.
I could never tell which word was promise in that, so
oh, I learned it.
Yeah. Butterfly. Yeah. Yes. Anyway, the dramas help you with like conversational, so like it helps you you learn the rises and falls of the language. It's not just completely monotone, so how when you listen to someone speak, that helps you remember more. So like certain ones I feel like would help you learn or at least retain the language a little bit. Is there any that you kind of focus towards?
To learn the language, I would highly suggest like Color Rush if you're trying to learn Korean. Mm-hmm. Because you, as the name suggests, they talk about colors a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Because the premise of the show is, show/movie, is
when you find like you're the person you love or like your soulmate or something like that, like you finally see color or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's really, really cute. And the colors play a massive part in there. So if you're trying to learn the colors and other conversational stuff, definitely Color Rush.
Yeah,
for Korean.
I can understand that. For me, I have, because they're like set in modern day, extreme modern day, like they just came out I think this year. The first one is My ID is Gangnam Beauty. Because basically, you know, it's about students. So it's about students and their learning and stuff like that. So you learn a lot of more so mannerisms. And like how to use what honorific with who. So if your classmates, those are your tingu. If they're older than you, those are, you know, your sunbae, or you know, whatever else. Like you learn more so like how to use your honorifics rather than just calling everyone hyung, oppa, nuna, stuff like that.
Yeah.
So, onni. Oh. I forgot about the female one. Go ahead.
if you're trying to learn Thai, Love by Chance 1 and 2. It's a lot of like conversational, because they're once again, they're students.
Mm-hmm.
So you learn a lot about how to use the language. Now, I'm not personally learning Thai. I'm learning Korean. But still, if you're trying to learn Thai, that's the route I would definitely go on if you're into BLs.
Okay, but like also there's three idols that you absolutely adore who are Thai and speak Thai. Yeah. Bam Bam, Ten, and Lucas are all Thai.
Although, why can I see one of them trying to teach me something and then I go and repeat it just to like fact check, and they're like, no, that person did you dirty.
Okay, but like, why do I feel like Lucas would be the one to try to teach somebody, and like Bam Bam would just laugh at you and just say, no, it's right, but like, it's not. But like, Tim would be like, who taught you that? Lucas is stupid.
Yeah. Bam Bam would be like, do you want to learn all the dirty words? Here you go.
God. Oh, dear God, he would. He is the type to like teach someone the bad words first.
Although, that's what I did with
Korean. I was just the opposite. Like, I started book learning before I ever learned anything else. And then YouTube taught
me. I learned the alphabet system. And then I learned the cuss words.
Yeah.
I learned Hangul, and then I learned the cuss words because it was more fun. I have to ride the dopamine.
We learn the Hangul, we learn the curse words, we learn the this, we learn the that, we learn the this. Yeah.
Follow the dopamine.
I would also say, just because of its relationship to social issues, again, Itaewon Class. That, again, it just teaches you more of those like mannerisms, and you'll learn more so of like, I want to say like more expressions to use, like when you go to a restaurant or, you know, certain situations like that. How to interact with a boss, maybe. If you ever go to Korea and you get a job, how to interact with a boss. I don't really know. I don't know what else.
You lied to me.
I would? I did? What did I do?
Thunder.
Tell me that.
I'll have a thunder buddy. Ah!
Yeah, you do.
Settle down, Mother Nature. Who needs that? Anyway.
Yeah. Something we forgot to discuss. Was there anything else you kind of wanted to throw in on the languages? Yes.
Yes. If you're trying to learn Mandarin, History 4, once again, it's very modern. You'll learn a lot of conversational stuff and all that good stuff.
I would probably preface by saying Mandarin is hard enough as it is.
Oh boy! Anyone who can already speak Mandarin, I'm actually kind of jealous, because like that language is difficult to learn. I attempted Japanese. Now I'm learning Korean. I'm doing okay with Korean.
See, okay, for Korean to be like one of the harder languages, Cantonese, Mandarin, Japanese, those are much harder to me. and that was me trying to learn.
Yeah. Yeah.
No. Oh. I can introduce myself a little bit in Japanese, but that's it.
Reverse Kool-Aid man. Oh no.
Oh no. Yeah. No. And for God's sakes, I can't read kanji to save my life.
Oh, that stuff is so hard. It's so hard.
I'm completely hopeless if it's not Romanji. I'm completely lost. And I even remember whenever I first got into Korean, or whenever I first got into K-pop, my first album was the Persona album for BTS.
Mm.
And my Jin photo card was signed. And I remember taking a picture of the back of it and uploading it to what you and I met on. And I was like, if there's anyone who can read like the Korean version of kanji, help.
Oh, hunger.
I didn't know what it was called at the time. And eventually trying to figure out what he said on the card, which I still can't read it. Jin, your handwriting.
You should have been a doctor.
Write prescriptions. Didn't nobody understand what it says.
That's what my mom always says. With my handwriting, I should have been a doctor. But I don't think anyone would want me to be their doctor.
My hand shakes too much.
No, it's not even that.
My ADHD doctor
is all over the place.
If your doctor can't sit in a room with you for 15 minutes and actually focus on what you're saying.
No, can you imagine me? Ma'am, wow, this is the wrong chart.
That's a HIPAA violation.
You just imagine it just going, oops.
That's a malpractice suit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn, congratulations, you're pregnant. Oops, that was next door.
Oops, that was next door. Maybe I should go tell her she's not dying of a tumor. What?
Yeah, oops, I'm sorry. Well, got a blast.
Oh, got a blast. One thing we forgot to mention at the beginning, Bam Bam and Yugyeom's comebacks. So yeah, Bam Bam made a comeback with Ribbon. ladies and gentlemen, of the jury, this woman listened to Ribbon 5 times before we started recording this.
No, it was 6.
Well, at least you're honest.
Yeah, it was 6.
At least you're honest.
Yeah.
That's
the way I like to think of it too. At least I'm honest.
So, the other one was Yugyeom.
That one was amazing too. I just haven't listened to that one on repeat.
I have yet to put it in my playlist, but it's going. It's going in there. His song was called So Yugyeom came back with a song, All Your Fault, featuring Gray. And it's not just any feature by Gray. It's an actual feature.
He's actually on it.
All the music, he didn't just like help write it. No. He is in the music video. He's in the song. It is an actual Gray feature.
Like, he didn't just lend his genius. He was there. Sorry. I love Gray. He's so good.
So do I. And he has he has a hand in so many amazing projects. And I feel like
down.
Down, yes. Oh,
that's just what I thought of off the top of my head. That man has been in so many projects recently. It's insane. He works his butt off.
He does. I feel like he's a little bit of an underrated producer.
Yeah.
Like a lot of people sought out, like he's not, I feel like he's sought out by people in the industry because like they know that Gray's an amazing producer. But like, I feel like everybody else, like consumers of that, I feel like consumers of K-pop stuff like that, like we'll see Gray's name on it. And it's like, oh, cool. So like Gray had a hand in making this or whatever. But like, Gray is really an amazing producer and amazing songwriter. So I don't understand why he seems to be a little more
underrated.
Whereas like, we all know, like if you listen to any of Jay Park's music, which I know Jay Park is a little meh right now. Okay. Mm-hmm. But like, if you listen to any of Jay Park's music, most all of his songs like are he like Cha Cha Malone has a hand in most all of Jay's music, so you know.
Yeah,
which by the way, like it amazes me that Cha Cha Malone doesn't get more recognition either. So yeah, those were the two, my little rant about Gray as well, but those two comebacks. Also Bam Bam's choreo for Ribbon,
I loved it.
Yeah, it's, you can tell he had a major hand in doing the choreo for it.
it's got his style just like woven into it.
Yeah, and like the way he bops around with it is just amazing. You can tell he's so happy.
Oh, he's so happy, and I'm so proud of him.
I'm just happy, like it's been what, less than like 3-4 months since they got out from under JYP, and they're already producing new music.
Like, JYP, what you doing, man?
Don't ask him that, because then he's going to get Stray Kids out of bed.
Yeah, no, let those babies sleep. They need right. sleep. They work their butts off.
Oh my God.
Make 2PM do more work.
Who? Who?
2PM.
Oh, I was like, who are you talking about?
Make 2PM do more work.
You're not
wrong. They have other groups.
Yes, but like, you're not wrong. I would love to see a debut from 2PM. Not a debut, but like a comeback from 2PM. Because of me watching I Married an Anti-Fan, I've fallen in love with Chani.
Bro, I'll have day 6. You sleeping on day 6.
Yes, but I don't want them to push day 6 very much because Jay
doesn't also has his Dive Studio stuff.
He has his Dive Studio stuff, but like he also has like a mental health right now. He's kind of
I know.
But most of his like he's been very vocal about it, but also it's just because like they're not able to do what they want to freaking do. They're banned for a reason.
Yeah, but I don't think he knows quite how to handle bans, and I also don't think he knew how to handle GOT7.
Did anyone besides JB?
JB knew how to handle his kids.
And even then, JB and Jinyoung wanted to kill the lot of them on a daily basis.
Yes, but he still knew how to handle his kids.
I mean, the amount of times that, like, they've all, I think, wanted to, like, drown Bam Bam's big self.
It's because he says stupid stuff sometimes. No, okay, a lot of the time.
And but, like, you're an idol. Stuff. But, like, you're an idol. You can't say some of that stuff sometimes.
But it's okay. We love him anyway.
And then you have Jackson, who said boobs on national television without meaning to. Okay, look here. So, like, the word... Look, there's three different words that mean breast, chest, and heart. And depending on which one you use, depends on the context. Would you could be looking at a woman and saying she has a big heart, which means she has a lot of love, or saying she has a big chest, meaning big boobs.
Either she has a nice, she has a beautiful heart, or she's got nice tatas.
Yeah.
The beautiful tatas.
Two beautiful heart-shaped headed aliens.
Yes.
Yep. That's exactly what's on her chest. No one tell Taehyung. No one tell Taehyung's. No one tell Taehyung.
I'm gonna tell him.
Oh, go and tell him. Don't you dare.
Tell him.
Don't you dare.
I would though. I'd be like, hey, Tata. His name means boobs.
It means boobs.
In English, it means boobs. Watch him be like, I know.
Well, I mean, so it's already come out that, like, he's second in line. He's like the second most fluent in Korean behind RM. So,
and fluent in Korean. God, I hope so. I sure hope he is.
He's the second most. Second most fluent in English behind RM. I'm Pavel, yeah.
Anyway, on that note, should we move on to the song?
Yes, yes. Let's hear that, shall we? I've had like two throwbacks and like two new songs that I've been just like, Down by Ace, Magic by TXT, Look Here by BTS, and Bebe by Monsta X. I cannot. Okay, technically it's Rotate instead of Bebe. but Rotate is not family friendly by any means. Also, Taehyung helped write Rotate.
So if we know where that song goes.
We have discussed IM before. It's no different.
Yeah.
In any way, shape, or form, it's no different.
Yeah. So one of my songs is also a TXT song.
Mm-hmm.
The love song.
Oh, I was gonna put that, but then I was like, Magic.
It's always in my head, along with Fever by Enhypen. I feel like that one's been a couple of weeks now. It's just been there. I'm also obsessed with, like, the choreo.
Mm.
Once again, because of Hee-sung. Thank you, Hee-sung.
For me, it was Jay.
the real around
dude TikTok dances, and he's just...
The Real by ATEEZ. from Kingdom. That song is so good. It's so good.
I've been listening to the leaders a lot.
There's this super disrespectful part in What You Wanted by CIX, but I'd keep listening to that one. And then also Ribbon by Bam Bam, because, you know, obviously y'all already know I listened to that one 5 times before we started recording.
That's because
you
might as well be a Bam Bam fangirl, and like, he would be perfectly fine with it. Batman.
Who said I wasn't?
Who said I wasn't? See, I love the fact that they now have their own, like, we're obviously OT7 Agassiz. They're
solo artists too.
Yeah, I can be like, no. I love all of them plus all of their solo work.
Like, oh, Jackson's solo work. Mwah.
Now you genuinely can't ask me to pick one, because technically I bias all of them at the same time.
Yes.
So. Yeah, I don't know if that made sense.
It makes sense in, you know, if you know, you know, and it makes sense to you.
Yes. But I think this is where we will end that episode here. Before we go, usually that was our intro. I would say, you and I both watch K-dramas on Rakuten Viki, which you can get through the Apple Store. All three of these places that we watch dramas, Viki, Netflix, Kokoa, those are three of the like more predominant ones.
No, we're not sponsored by any of these, but boy, that would be great.
Oh yeah, it would. As much as like we watch shows through y'all, that's kind of like where to watch any of the ones we've been discussing. Memories of Alhambra is, you know, on Netflix. Kokoa kind of just has everything Viki does. Sometimes it has a little bit more. Viki, you can watch some things for free with ads, but they do have some like more premium content. Yeah. And not only that,
which I personally hit pay for it because I
don't like waiting content. Yeah, I don't like waiting for them to be unlocked.
When we were watching True Beauty, I had to wait, and I was like, no, I'm too impatient for this. And then after that, there's no going back.
No. But yes, those are all kind of, you know, not a lot of people know about Viki, and I feel like a lot of people will know about Kokoa, but also Kokoa is more expensive than Viki.
Once again, we're not sponsored.
Yeah. but I know for a fact that Kokoa is more expensive than Viki. So, like, if you know, you know. I think we will end that episode here. And we hope you guys had fun with us. And we'll see you guys in the next one.
Love you guys.
Bye.